When the New York City subway was built 100 years ago, it was a marvel of engineering. Still is. Other subways had already been started in London, Paris, a few other places, but the geological difficulties of building an underground system on a crowded and rocky island were unique. As part of NPR's series on the 100-year anniversary of the New York City subway system, Robert Smith travels to the deepest station in Manhattan to tell the story of the men who built it.
It's easy to think that the only vertical variation in Manhattan is in the height of the skyscrapers, but New York City on the ground is anything but flat. Riding the path of the original subway line, you can see the challenge that early builders faced. North of Harlem, the subway emerges from a tunnel, and within seconds, it's racing along a high trestle over the Manhattan Valley.
It's actually very hilly.
Vivian Heller is the author of The City Beneath Us, a history of the subway system. As the subway plunges back underground, she points out the window at the other thing that made building the subway so difficult.
The actual rock itself is so treacherous and unstable, so that was another element that they had to work with that was tricky.
The early workers built most of the subway with a technique known as cut and cover. They dug a trench, laid the rails, and then covered it over again. But up here in northern Manhattan, cut and cover would have made the subway feel like a roller coaster. So in order to keep the train level, planners had to go deep.
It was 180 feet, so it was really a mining operation because of the depth involved. So now we're at 191st Street. This is the Fort George Tunnel section.
This station is at the deepest point of the original line, and it has the wet chill of a cave. This section would prove the most challenging to the chief engineer and visionary of the New York subway, William Barclay Parsons.
He was chosen to be chief engineer when he was 35 years old, and many people felt that he was much too young for this huge undertaking. He was interrogated very closely and revealed a knowledge of all of the systems of the city that was incredibly minute and detailed. And actually, he just astonished everyone.
The cut and cover sections of the subway were built mostly by unskilled laborers, African Americans and Irish and Italian immigrants. But Parsons knew he would need specialists for the tunneling sections. Clifton Hood is a history professor at Hobart and William Smith Colleges. He wrote a subway history called 722 Miles.
These were miners who came from the anthracite coal mines in eastern Pennsylvania. They came from the silver mines in Colorado, from the Klondike gold strike. They came from South Africa's gold and diamond mines. These were highly skilled workers who were paid about $3.75 a day, which was quite a good wage in those times. And they came with real skills.
Not much is known about the men's lives. They stayed in rowdy boarding houses up above the tunnel in Washington Heights, and dance halls and casinos opened to serve them. In photos from the time, they stand with their faces in deep shadow, their black hats and vests covered in a light rock dust. They would drill holes for explosives, set them off, clear out the rubble, build framing, and then do it all over again. It was loud and smelly work, and sometimes deadly. The worst disaster in the building of the subway took place just a few hundred feet from the 191st Street station in October of 1903. Author Vivian Heller.
The poignant thing about the Fort George disaster is that the tunnel was almost completed when it occurred, and the schedule had been stepped up. The contractor was pressing the foreman, so they had gone from doing two blasts a day to doing three blasts a day.
After one of those blasts, a supervisor gave the all clear, and the men went back inside the tunnel. Then a 300-ton boulder fell from the roof.
Six are killed instantly, and several more are very, very badly hurt. There's a Catholic priest who bravely goes down, ministers the last rites to these men. Most of them Italian men, crushed so badly they're not recognizable. Their names aren't even known. They're described in the newspapers as just by their employment number.
Engineer William Parsons, when he wrote about the accident in his journal, didn't even mention that in the end, 10 people died in the accident. Clifton Hood says that in the technological triumph of the subway, the story of the people who built it has gotten lost.
We ignore these workers. They're not given much attention in the triumphal counts of the subways. You don't see their images on any of the stations. Most New Yorkers who ride through the subway don't give a single thought to the fact that real people actually built it, and in some cases died and were injured building it. And that's a part of the story that I think we really need to edit back in.
The only monument that exists to the workers of the tunnels is the subway itself and the city it transformed. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
For sounds and sights from our series on the New York City subway, you can go to our website at npr.org.